This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The man who handled the finances of former U.S. President Donald Trump's business empire is expected to enter a guilty plea in connection with a probe of the Trump Organization. Here's AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Alan Weisselberg, the Trump Organization's chief financial officer, is expected to plead guilty to tax violations. Two people in the know say the 75-year-old has made a deal that includes his having to speak in court about the company's role in his alleged compensation arrangement. It's possible he may also have to be a witness when the former president's company goes on trial in October. Weisselberg is charged with taking more than $1.7 million in off-the-books pay over several years, including untaxed perks like rent, car payments, and school tuition. He's the only person so far to face criminal charges in the Manhattan District Attorney's investigation of the Trump Organization's business practices. I'm Tim McGuire.
Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said he would consider speaking with the Congressional Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. The story from VOA's chief and national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Speaking at an event hosted by the New England Council in the state of New Hampshire, Mike Pence was asked about the possibility of him testifying before the January 6th House Select Committee.
Any invitation to be directed to me, I would have to reflect on the unique role that I was serving in as vice president.
Previous committee testimony has discussed then-President Donald Trump's attempts to persuade Pence to delay or block congressional certification of Trump's Electoral College defeat. Pence, at Wednesday's event in a state frequently visited by presidential aspirants, also called on his fellow members of the Republican Party to end their verbal attacks on federal law enforcement agencies over the FBI's recent search of Trump's home in the state of Florida. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. Former New York Mayor and Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani says he has satisfied his obligation after facing hours of questioning Wednesday before a special grand jury in the southeastern U.S. state of Georgia. His appearance was part of an investigation into attempts by former President Trump and others to overturn his 2020 election defeat in Georgia. Giuliani's questioning took place behind closed doors as grand jury proceedings are secret. After 1 million deaths from COVID, the head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Wednesday announced the shakeup of the Federal Health Agency. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the CDC fell short responding to the coronavirus and needs to become more nimble. She calls this a CDC initiative and was not directed by the White House. During the pandemic, there was frustration, especially among Republicans in Congress, like Texas's Chip Roy, over CDC guidance.
The vaccines work or they don't work? Do the masks work or they don't work? I'd like to know which it is.
The changes include restructuring the CDC communications office and further revamping websites to make the agency's guidance for the public more clear and easier to find. It has long been criticized for focusing on collection and analysis of data, but not acting quickly against new health threats. Walensky says this will not simply be moving boxes on the organization chart. I'm Ed Donahue.
Authorities in Nigeria say more than 200 million Nigerians were plunged into darkness for several hours when striking electricity workers shut down the West African country's power grid. Nigeria's power transmission company says the nationwide blackout began Wednesday when several transmission lines and feeder lines were switched off by union members. Electricity was eventually restored in parts of the country after about 12 hours. Such strikes, in addition to the poor generation of power and the frequent collapse of the electricity grid, have been blamed for the poor electricity supply that has been a decades-long challenge for many Nigerians. Repeating our top story, the man who handled the finances of former U.S. President Donald Trump's business empire is expected to plead guilty Thursday. Alan Weisselberg is charged with taking more than $1.7 million in untaxed compensation from the Trump Organization. Two people told the Associated Press, on condition of anonymity, that Weisselberg would testify about business practices at Trump's company. The people told the AP Weisselberg will have to speak in court about the company's role in the compensation arrangement and possibly serve as a witness when the Trump Organization goes on trial in October. For more on this story, visit us at voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.